Almost everything in this world is automated these days, yet so few event marketeers are automating their marketing processes. Today, Nicola Rossetti from eTouches is calling in to talk about what event marketing automation can do for you and where to begin. Hi, Nicola. Welcome in our studio.
Thank you. Welcome.
We're going to talk about event marketing automation, but what is it about?
So event marketing automation is something trading in the event industry. The idea is often event planners were to send email blasts using very basic tool, just setting up an email template and basically shooting the template to everybody.
Yeah.
Marketing automation is one step ahead. The idea is to use a software not only to do segmentation, that's one thing, but to automate that process. So instead of shooting one big email blast, you would design maybe two or three different email. And given the profile of your attendees, of your prospects, you will have what we can call nurturing campaigns that will be automatically sent to those profile, optimizing, so to speak, the lead conversion. So everyone will receive a different message as soon as they enter the database, either as a new prospect or as a new attendee. You can run several different programs through marketing automation tools.
But that means that you will need to gather some profile information about your guests to then target the campaign on.
Absolutely, but the profile can be seen in different manners. For example, a profile can be determined given the acquisition channel. So if someone came throughout a banner, that's an information for the profile. If someone came from, I don't know, a pay-per-click like a Google AdWords, or if someone came from a web search, you can track what's the channel of origin, what's the source of that lead of that future attendee, and then, given where it comes from, apply a different scenario, because one was really engaged with the brand already, one just, you know, discover the brand. So you can send different message. It's not necessarily only about getting more attendees, because in some cases you get attendees and you expose those attendees to programs, to session, to some e-commerce feature where you want to sell them either sponsored dinners, you want to sell them additional sessions that are high level. So again, it's not really necessarily about getting more attendees. It can be in some case if you buy lists, for example. Mm-hmm. It's really about optimizing, for example, the no-show. So making sure, for example, you don't have no-show at your event by having those automated programs. It's a lot of work in the first place, but then when the event process starts to roll out, mm-hmm. you don't have time to send a lot of email. And this is being taken care of by, you know, the automation program. So you can really focus on fine-tuning your event instead of spending a lot of time shooting blast email to everybody. And thus, you can really improve your event marketing.
And from your experience with your clients, is the additional work, the investment in time and effort, is it worth the results in lesser no show and so on?
Yeah, again, it depends. These programs are kind of heavy because you need to implement the software and there are several tools in the market. We're using at eTouches, we're using Silverpop, but you can use Marketo, Eloqua, HubSpot that can seamlessly sometimes integrate with event software. For example, Silverpop and eTouches are talking together. And when you start to implement the software, it's time, it's effort, it's bandwidth. So it doesn't work with all kind of events. If you have very small events, might be not worth, you know, spending the time doing that. But if you start to have either multiple events or very large events, then it makes sense to start applying those techniques to enhance your not only your marketing, but your event.
But you mentioned, in my opinion, something very crucial, and that's the fact that the software needs to work together.
Absolutely, that's the key aspect, because we're talking about marketing automation. So marketing automation means that the software itself, the marketing automation software, automates the campaign. but you need to feed that software with profiles, with attendee lists. Then the software needs to be part of your global ecosystem, and it requires a seamless integration between your event software and your marketing automation software. Like you would do for example, CRM, like Salesforce, you often integrate, for example, eTouches with Salesforce. It's exactly the same, but not for the sales, but for the marketing.
Okay, that's interesting. But if I, as an event organizer, want to start with it, where do I start? How do you start to implement that kind of process?
There are a couple of ways to do that. Either you have a big organization and your events is just one marketing component amongst other channel. Mm-hmm. We have big corporations as customer. They already have a marketing in place. They already have tools, sometimes marketing automation tool. The other way is to look at vendors, event solution vendors like us that already offer integration with the marketing automation products. So it makes that very easy because you don't have to go through the whole process of implementing the software by your own. You can really use what the registration platform offers to you.
But then again, you need to think about, okay, what will my profiles be and how will I interact with the different profiles? So that's your homework as an event organizer.
Absolutely. You have to determine what are the best option to either, I don't know, enhance your attendee volume or to make sure that you have a better conversion rate or you drop the no-show rate with those programs. And you can have multiple goals, but you have to determine your goals given your context, your type of event. But then there are a lot of best practices now in the event industry that can really help you to determine what are those goals and how to achieve them. Again, the time will be spent in designing beforehand those programs, those emails, and those criteria. But once it's done, then just a rollout. And it makes things very easy because it really automates. And we're talking about a huge bandwidth that is now available to focus on, you know, what matters, delivering, you know, great experience at events, not in, you know, email blast when you're on the rush. It not only help your marketing because it's more accurate, it's more relevant to your audience, but it helps you as an organizer to determine what is working and what's not working. So it's really valuable to implement those techniques.
Okay.
It's kind of, you know, new, but it's getting to the event industry because, of course, there's a lot of marketing spent in the event industry. It usually applies to e-commerce. So it really started with e-commerce website, applying those techniques. But now it's really moving to the event industry. And a lot of, you know, large company, trade show organizer, PCOs, event organizer, event planner are starting to look at those e-marketing solutions because they're very valuable for them.
Okay, Nicola, thank you for sharing these ideas with us.
Sure, anytime. My pleasure.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next time.